Good morning, my friends. Today I want to offer you a poem about gratitude for the quiet and the stillness that has become inherent during this time in our lives, and a reflection on that stillness and keeping quiet. Let us sit for meditation, finding your comfortable seat and that familiar, comfortable feeling in that way of sitting that works for you. Take the time to adjust any part of your body that is not comfortable, or be grateful that your body feels comfortable and simply steady. Allowing your breathing to straighten your spine as it comes up from the back. And as that breath moves through your head and down through the front of your body, allow it to close your eyes gently and return to its place of movement in your body, in your belly, or in your chest, before it drops down into your abdomen as your body lets go of tension. What an amazing relationship that is between breath and tension and relaxation. Listen to this excerpt from a poem by Pablo Neruda entitled Keeping Quiet. Listen for what word or phrase stands out to you. Listen carefully and mindfully, and hold on to that word or phrase as you sit and breathe. This one time upon the earth, let us stop for 1 second and not move our arms about so much. It would be a delicious moment without hurry, when all of us would be connected with a feeling of sudden uneasiness. The fishermen in the cold sea would do no harm to the whales. Those who prepare wars, victories without survivors, would put on clean clothing and would walk alongside of others in the shade without doing a thing. And if we weren't unanimous about keeping our lives in so much motion, perhaps a great silence would interrupt this sadness, this never understanding ourselves, this threatening ourselves with destruction. Perhaps the earth is teaching us, when everything seems to be dead, then everything comes alive. Allow yourself to be held by this poem, bringing to mind the word or phrase that stood out to you as I read it one more time, and beginning to breathe, in breath and out breath, with that word or phrase that stood out to you. It is not an accident what stands out for you, but rather a gift for your mindful practice and reflection. This one time upon the earth, let's stop for 1 second and not move our arms so much. It would be a delicious moment without hurry, when all of us would be connected with a sudden uneasiness. The fishermen in the cold sea would do no harm to the whales. Those who prepare wars, victories without survivors, would put on clean clothing and would walk alongside others in the shade without doing a thing. And if we weren't unanimous about keeping our lives in so much motion, perhaps a great silence would interrupt this sadness, this never understanding ourselves, this threatening ourselves with destruction. Perhaps the earth is teaching us when everything seems to be dead, and then everything is alive. Breathing with what stood out to you. Don't think too hard. It's about noticing, not choosing with your mind, but noticing what word or words touched your heart. And asking yourself in these next few minutes of silence, what do these words say to me? Where do they belong in my life right now? What could they be speaking to that matters to me? If the conversation outside my window disrupted your mind and your mindfulness, good. It's good practice for bringing that mind back to your breath, to your word or phrase, and to our question for today. How does what I have received from listening mindfully, how does that speak into my life today? What might I want to do this week, if anything, with what I've been given? Or do I simply need to breathe and sit in mindful meditation practice and reflect on this gift for a while? How do these words speak into my life? Because they do, or else you would not have noticed them so clearly. Allow yourself to mindfully hold that question. Now, and as you go out from here, in any time that you spend in quiet and keeping quiet, that delicious moment without hurry, that is somewhat uneasy and yet surrounded with awareness about how things that appear to be dead can suddenly come alive with mindfulness and practice. Stillness and noticing. Namaste. Amen.